8 days a week, the Beatles, number one for 2 weeks on this day in 1965. Part of our day in history, the music we bring you during our breaks. We're about to talk to Dr. Bill Thomas. Bill Thomas, a visionary, internationally recognized expert on aging and Ashoka Fellow, winner of the Heinz Award for Human Condition. He co-created the Eden Alternative, an international nonprofit, and the Greenhouse Project, models kind of revolutionizing nursing healthcare. That's also in our studio now. He's now a senior fellow at AARP's Life Reimagined Institute and is on this incredible nationwide tour, which we're about to talk about. And Bill, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Mark, always good to be with you.
How are you?
I'm in upstate New York, so I'm shivering in the cold, but otherwise good.
So talk about this. So this is very quick. Put it out there. We understand what's going on, and then we'll talk about. You know, you concede here in Baltimore, April 3rd at Hippodrome, the Second Wind tour, the two-act nonfiction theatrical performance you're doing with your new book, Second Wind: Navigating the Passage to a Slower, Deeper, and More Connected Life. So, what have you created this time?
Well, you know, because we've been on the show, a number of times. I'm really interested in how people make sense of their journey through life, especially interested in the second half of that. And this book is, and the show that we're touring the country with, are really represent an attempt to tell a new story, to replace the old story about the second half of life that was an old story that doesn't suit us very well, and to tell a new tale, an exciting new tale.
And what's that new tale? I mean, one of the things I've read pieces of the book, and I didn't get it, so too late. But I will have a longer conversation about that in the coming weeks. But I want to kind of hone in what you're talking about in terms of this aging generation coming in now, one of the largest in our history, and what that has changed in terms of your thinking about what comes next.
Well, I've actually, you know, a lot of people kind of talk about aging as if aging is the problem. My analysis is really that adulthood is the problem. And really, we're living inside kind of a malignant enlargement of adulthood. And your earlier guest was talking about testing and the way that we are treating children. We're really adultifying children in very unhealthy ways.
That's true.
And strangely enough, we're adultifying old age as well.
And what does that mean, adultifying old age?
Well, what I mean very clearly actually can be captured by the word still. When we talk about older people, we say she still drives or he still works. And what it means is an older person is worthy only to the degree that they are able to do the things they did when they were young. And I'm making a different argument. I'm arguing that there's a new period of growth in late life that doesn't have to do with just repeating the same stuff you've always done in the past.
So, I mean, how does that dynamic really work? I mean, how much of that, I mean, when you look about the role of elders in our community and how they've evolved over time, talk about that in terms of how that's really changed and how this thing you're arguing now fits into all that.
Yeah, actually, you know, if you take off our blinders and don't just think about contemporary American society, and you look at the world and the history of the world, in many, many cultures, the elders have actually played a role restraining adults, limiting the sometimes crazy excesses of adulthood. And we live in a culture that does not have elders, that doesn't have those wise voices that are able to restrain adulthood and to limit the adult's kind of frenzied approach to living. And so we've really lost two things, you know, that restraining effect of elderhood, and secondly, a model for a way of living that's honorable and good and is not adulthood, but something beyond adulthood.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. So this beyond adulthood. So how do you see the whole process of aging, those of us in the late 60s, getting to our 70s and 80s, that's not childhood, it's not this adulthood. What is it?
Yeah, there's actually, I know it sounds funny, but there's a phase of life beyond adulthood called elderhood. And the book and the tour are really guides to outgrowing adulthood. And the funny thing is, in our society, in our culture, and again, your earlier guest was really hitting on this, we do everything we can to help children outgrow childhood. Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help adults outgrow adulthood.
So, but you're doing it in a way that's kind of in this with this a theatrical sense, because you've written plays before. So this is a different approach than what you've done before in terms of the books and the campaign you had at UMBC when you were working on revamping our senior centers.
Right.
Senior living.
So my here's my thing is I'm a big believer in what I call nonfiction theater. And we're all used to seeing The Lord of the Rings made into a movie and, you know, novels made into Broadway plays. But I'm actually taking a nonfiction book and creating a nonfiction theater experience. As you mentioned, we're going to be at the Hippodrome on April 3rd, and it's going to be an awesome event. And it's going to be a new kind of experience for a lot of people. It mixes together short talks with music, with film, with social media, all mixed up together because actually, you know, this is how we encounter ideas today, and this is how we wrestle with new concepts. And we're doing it to kind of bring the story of the book to life.
So, I mean, given that, and all this kind of multimedia you're using, I'm curious how you think that aging in this century in retirement, for those who can find retirement, will be fundamentally changed because of the digital age.
Yeah, well, you know, as you said at the top, you know, the themes of kind of the subhead of the book is slower, deeper, more connected life. And actually, I'm interested in all kinds of human connection. You know, life, and in particular aging, is a team sport. And if you try to play alone, you lose. So the question for me really is, how do we connect? And there are some, you know, traditional ideas about that that work very well. And there's new ideas about how we connect using social media and other kinds of points of interaction. So my excitement isn't about bringing some traditional ideas about old age into the fore. I'm actually very excited about a new construction project where we actually create a new vision of life beyond adulthood that suits us, that fits us, that makes use of the tools we have today.
So, again, one step further, because I want our listeners to get a feel for what's going to happen on the 3rd when they come to see you and to see this work and how it kind of fits together. I'm wondering. I know in your book, Tribes of Fiction, which is kind of post-apocalyptic thriller, how does that fit into all this, that kind of notion of the idea of community in a world that's kind of really dependent on digital technology and separateness?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things. First off, with this theater performance that we're putting on at the Hippodrome, first off, it's an invitation-only audience. So anybody who's listening, who thinks, hey, you know, maybe I'd love to check that out, you have to go to secondwindtour.org and find a local sponsor and ask them if you can have a ticket because there's no tickets for sale. And the reason we're doing this
no is tickets for sale?
An invited audience of people who are interested to come together and share the experience. So it isn't sort of like a concert where, you know, you line up at the box office and buy a ticket.
Right,
it's really about a community coming together. One of the other things that I think is really important is that in Baltimore, part of the cast for the event at the Hippodrome will be a local person. Somebody from Baltimore will join us on stage at the Hippodrome and be part of the conversation because although we're going to be in 25 cities around the country, we're really excited about how we're going to connect to communities and create impact that resonates after we leave town.
So you're saying people go to this website, and then when they go to this website, they find out how to get their tickets, not have to pay for them, come and enjoy and be part of this evening.
Right. So, you know, if you go to the Maryland AARP website or call the Maryland AARP office, they have tickets. And, you know, this is one of the special things of listening to Mark Steiner's show. You get the inside track on the free tickets.
But here we go. You can see Dr. Bill Thomas, Second Wind Tour, a two-act nonfiction theatrical performance inspired by his new book, Second Wind, Navigating the Passage to a Slower, Deeper, and More Connected Life at the Hippodrome on April the 3rd. So go to Second Wind Tour, one word, secondwindtour.org. And you can also Google Bill Thomas. All the information is there, the way they're approaching this, and we'll also put it on our website. And Bill, it's great to talk to you. I hope we get to see you when you're in town.
I hope so, Mark. I'd love to connect.
Great. Thanks so much, Bill.
You bet. Bye.
Ciao, safe. And reminding you as we go out today, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to Common Core, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's one word, MarylandEducators.org. You can also go to SteinerShow.org and click on the Maryland State Education Association's banner on our website. In a moment, we're going to be going out today with Brewer and Shipley, a piece called One Toke Over the Line. This song, which featured the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia on steel guitar, was peaked to number 10, despite being banned by radio stations across the country for its drug references, though Brewer and Shipley say toke meant token, as in waiting downtown for the rail station. Well, whatever it is, One Toke Over the Line, just for you. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Alex Boston. To hear the show again and podcast any of our past shows, find out information about our guests and the work they're doing, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our podcasts now on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Stay tuned for Michelle Martin and tell me more. Take care.